This is a What You Asked For podcast, part of the Asked For universe. Thanks for listening. Celebration, everybody! Come on! Woo! Hello! Oh shit! that ended abruptly. Hello and welcome to the 10th episode of Weekend Shabby. I'm your curator, C.M. Morrison, and with me, as always, is...
Daniella and Dolce.
And we're celebrating the 10th episode's weekend, which sounds a little retard until you explain it a bit. Yes. So we got four episodes of four shows. We do six.
Yep.
Four regular shows. And they're all having their 10th episode on this weekend. Yes. So we've just had Raw.
Yes.
We're having Weekend Chubby now. Next is the What You Asked For show. And then a little later is What You Asked For movie commentaries. Yes. And it's all 10th episodes by design. Deliberately so. You've been doing double shifts.
I have.
That came out weird, double shifts. On Raw.
Yes.
Doing two a week for the last 3 weeks.
3 or 2 weeks?
Something like that.
Two and a bit.
Pretty sure it was 3 weeks.
I don't know. I lost count.
Yeah. Just to make sure that we all fell on the same 10th episode's weekend.
Yeah.
You being the youngest show. Asked For universe.
Yeah.
The Asked For universe. Thanks for listening.
That was creepy.
I was doing my impression of my ads.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, this is great. We're finally here.
Cheers.
Cheers. I've got my drink.
I've got water.
Do you want some? You can have my Coke if
you
want.
No, that's okay. Can I have your Coke? That's a celebration.
I said Coke.
I know you did.
Because I'm drinking wine as well.
Yes.
All right. Well, 10-0. So the theme for this whole weekend throughout all... Oh, well, I don't know about your show.
Well, I started off as a 10 thing, right. And then I went, fuck it, let's keep going.
Well, this show definitely has the theme 10.
Yes.
I expect that the What You Asked For show will have the theme 10, and very loosely, the movie commentaries will have a theme of 10.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. 10th episodes.
I'm surprised. Like, I know, like, with my little show, I didn't think that I would even get to 4, let alone 10.
Mm.
And now all the regular shows are at 10, almost.
All the regular shows, yes. We've got two letting down the team, but that's okay. Fuck them. Maybe one day they'll get a 10th episode.
One day they'll get back on it.
That's all good. Oh, well. Let's get into this. Hooray!
Excuse my coughing.
And we both coughed.
Excuse me.
It's just so exciting.
I just didn't know what to do.
We can't contain it. At least we're not farting yet.
Oh, no. Excuse my sniffles and coughs.
So we start every Weekend Chubby with what you learnt. So what did you learn this week?
I learned a couple of things. I learnt that... This is going to be really funny. Well, to me it was. That Commander Steve had his birthday the other day. And he'd only turned 42.
Commander Steve!
Yeah, I thought he was a lot older than 42. Not in a bad way, but I just thought he was.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but...
Not much.
Not much, but I thought he was like...
45?
Yeah, mid-40s at least.
Yeah,
so I got excited. It was his birthday and I was watching Survivor that day, so...
Yes.
Yeah, and I also learnt that pigs...
Oh.
Pigs have the same intelligence as a 3-year-old child.
Okay. So we should eat 3-year-old children too.
Instead. Instead of pigs. Oh no,
I'm together joking. On the same plate.
No. So they're the third smartest.
Kids in a blanket.
They're the third smartest animals in the world.
No, that just sounds kind of pedophile-y, doesn't it?
Yeah, let's not eat any kids. And let's not eat any pigs.
When I said I was referring more to the kids in the blanket.
I didn't even click to that.
I was playing on words there.
But yeah. So they're the third smartest animal.
Okay.
And well, I only just learned that.
Hey.
That's what I learned.
Fantastic.
What about you?
All right. Well, moving on. well, I've got a few random facts, but I did learn what Are You Okay Day is.
Okay.
I have heard of it, of course.
Yes.
It's been around for a while, I believe. But I did find out yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was Okay Day, Are You Okay Day, which is a national Australian event.
Yes.
Do you know what Are You Okay Day is?
I have a little, sort of.
Okay, sure. All right, well.
Do you want me to elaborate?
If you want to.
It's when you're meant to ask people if they're okay, just so, like, you know, it's just a mental health thing.
It's a mental
health initiative. I have an issue with this whole day, so I'll get to that after.
Oh, let's get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, it's a mental health initiative. It's meant to encourage everybody to reach out to their friends and family and co-workers and classmates and people in your, you know, general circle, social circle. And if you notice people not their usual selves, ask, are you okay? Mm-hmm. And invite that conversation. Because you never know what people are going through, and sometimes just having that invitation to a conversation could help that person work through that, and for it not to escalate and become a lot worse, like a lot worse, like, you know, maybe suicidal worse or a mental breakdown worse or something of the equivalent ilk, though I'm not sure what else is equivalent to suicide. That's pretty much the pinnacle, isn't it? And so they suggest that Are You Okay organization, I suppose, suggests 4 steps that anyone could follow to initiate the conversation. Mm-hmm. They call it ALEC, A-L-E-C. And you can find all this information online, on YouTube. There's short videos. So ALEC is A, ask, are you okay? Mm-hmm. L, listen. So if someone says they're not, and be open to them sharing and being empathetic. You don't have to be a counsellor. You don't have to solve their problems. Just being there and listening is just important. Help people to, vent and get it out rather than bottle it up. Then there's E, which is encourage them to seek further help, particularly if it's a serious situation. Maybe if someone is having suicidal thoughts, maybe encourage them to talk to a professional or someone close to them as soon as possible, maybe Lifeline, as one example. And then C is shit. No, it's not shit.
I don't think.
I forgot what C was. But C was basically like a revisit, like see how they're going.
Okay.
So see how they are now.
Yep.
And if they're still not okay, repeat from step 2.
Yeah.
So what's your beef with Are You Okay?
It's not a beef. Day. Like, I understand the day is to raise awareness and things like that. But why do we have to have a day where we ask people if they're okay? Like, but, I don't like how it's just centered, like, it's the one day where everyone suddenly asks everyone, are you okay? I know, but it seems to be the day where everyone just suddenly starts going, are you okay? Are you okay? And it's like, well... Like I had
well, people, it's not meant to.
I had people text me yesterday.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I was one of them.
Yes, you were one of them, but that's fine. But I had people that I hadn't spoke to in a while that are meant to be friends of mine who messaged me, are you okay? And while I appreciate the thought,
yeah,
I was like, well, fuck you. It took you a day, a so-called Are You Okay day, to message me when you can message me any day and ask me if I'm okay. And that kind of annoys me.
Okay.
And it also annoys me the fact that if you are going to ask someone, are you okay, you have to be prepared for them to say no if they're going to say no. And you have to deal with that after. You can't just be like, oh, okay then. You know, you need to do the listen.
Yeah.
Where a lot of people don't. They just think, are you okay?
Yeah.
Person's going to say yes. But if they've got the balls to actually open up and go, well, actually, no, I'm not feeling okay. Mm. You've got to be prepared for that because you've asked the question. And I don't think a lot of people are prepared
for that. Now, see your point. It can fall into the warm and fuzzy, feel-good, charitable one-off thing that really for some people might not mean anything, or maybe a lot of people might not really mean anything at all, beyond a maybe mainly jovial, are you okay, and not take the step seriously. And I guess, that's definitely...
that's just the one side I don't like.
Yeah, sure.
But I get that the whole awareness thing's good, and I get, you know, I understand all that, but there's also another side to it.
Oh, I'm sure there's many sides.
I'm sure there is too, but that's my beef.
That's your beef. that's my beef. Like a segment. That could be a segment.
Oh.
What's me beef?
What's my beef this week?
So are you okay, Daniela?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay.
If you want to know how I really am, just listen to Raw, hey?
I have listened to one episode.
Don't listen to any, please.
I've got 9 more to go.
Catch up. They're only short.
I know. That's really sad. From the person that actually edits your shows.
You don't need to listen.
I usually do a quick skim to get like a feel. but I had the other day, I had nothing to do, so I sat down and actually listened to your first one, which is probably your most popular show.
That's hit a big number two.
Yeah, yeah. Only on one platform though.
Yeah, I know that.
But yeah.
For now.
Yeah, yeah. I learnt some other things too.
Yes, what else did you learn?
So we established you're okay, and I don't need to listen to you.
Are you okay?
Actually, no. No, I'm not.
Why not? What's up?
Because I learnt recently that my co-host is not okay with Are You Okay Day, and that disturbs me. As a goodwill initiative to help people. No, look, I'm joking. I'll stop there. I want to go into these... This,
okay.
I think I might make it a thing for what I've learnt this week.
Okay.
I started it last time, and I just look up just some random weird shit. So you can do this too. If you Google weird fun facts, the first thing that will come up is a list of top 100 random fun facts. Ooh. And these are literally in the top 5, okay?
Okay.
So did you know banging your head against the wall for 1 hour burns 150 calories? If you need to lose some weight, bang your head bloody into a wall. By that time, your head would have rolled off and you would have lost 150 calories.
You're also going to end up in emergency with a concussion. On some good drugs.
Hey, I don't know who conducted that study.
I was going to ask you, how did people know that?
For those results to come, but hey, there it is. Top 100 random fun fact. I think that was number one, actually.
Wow.
And you want another one?
Yes, please.
In Switzerland, or Sweezerland, no one says Sweezerland, it is illegal just to own one guinea pig.
Guinea pig?
Yes.
Little animal.
Apparently.
I'd like to know why.
Maybe because it's cruel, maybe, in their Sweezerland eyes.
Wow, that's random.
Because maybe they're a pair bonding creature. I don't know.
That's random.
It is random. Well, that's what I wrote. That's what it says. Yeah, top 100 random fun facts.
It's really weird.
It's achieved its random status.
Because I did random I did random food facts on Raw today.
I kind of, yeah. Okay.
They are way more random than the ones I had.
Well, there you go. You got to look up, maybe you need to Google weird food fun facts.
Got another one?
I have one more.
Okay.
And I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce this right, but much like the way I pronounce Switzerland, here we go. Toronophobia. Tyrannophobia. I think the P is silent. There's a P. P-T-E-R-O-N-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. Tyrannophobia. I'm pretty sure the P is silent. Let's go with tyrannophobia. Is the fear of what?
I don't know.
Being tickled with a feather.
Oh.
Attached to a penis.
Really?
No, I added the penis bit.
With a chubby.
With a chubby.
It's not funny to laugh at phobias.
It is a little bit.
Because I have weird phobias too.
It is a little bit. And so that's what I learnt.
Wow.
I learnt that you type in Google the thing I just said before. Yep. I'm not saying it again because I just read it off my phone and I don't want to unlock my phone.
Yeah.
type in what I said before. You'll get a list of random fun facts. And you too can learn some weird shit.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, because I'm thinking about phobias and I'm freaking out now.
Okay, stop. You're being weird.
I know.
It's not time to be weird. It's time to celebrate.
Celebration.
Celebrations. Okay, we got to move on.
Let's.
Want to know what we're up to next? Want to get involved in our latest listener polls? Like, follow, comment, and interact with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Just search Ask For Pod and join the What You Ask For community. Thanks for listening. So our first topic, I thought we would talk about other tens.
Tens?
Yes, other tens. Other tens in the tennisphere. No, that doesn't make a thing.
Tennisphere.
Yeah.
Think of tennis.
No, I wasn't going for tennis. I was going for tens.
I know.
This. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Yes.
So we are clearly celebrating our 10th episode of 4 shows. I know it sounds a bit weird. I've been plugging it on our social media and I actually had got a couple of comments. Yeah, on Instagram.
Really?
I won't look it up just yet, but literally, it was one person just had two question marks, as if to say, what the fuck is this shit?
Yeah.
And I didn't bother to reply, because, you know.
You should have sent back 4 question marks. 10 question marks.
Well, maybe I'll do that.
And then put with a chubby.
With a chubby. Fantastic. See, that's why you should do the social media.
Well, one day.
So it got me thinking about other 10 things. Mm-hmm. Maybe 10th anniversaries.
Okay.
Usually when you look up 10th anniversaries, they're 10-year anniversaries. Yeah. I know this isn't 10 years. We're barely halfway through a year of what you asked for, but you know, it's the best thing I could find.
Yep.
I did start looking up 10th episodes of shit and then it just got weird. So I kept it to other things that are celebrating 10th
okay.
things this year. Or 10th, maybe, mainly 10th year anniversaries.
Yep. Yeah.
So one of the things I looked at were songs.
Ooh.
Songs celebrating their 10th year.
Wow.
Now, this is going to make you feel old because it did. When I looked them up.
Okay.
So I only picked 3.
All right.
One's a Beyonce song. Single Ladies.
I was about to say that. I don't know why.
Single Ladies.
Wow. I remember when it first came out.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. The next one is a Lady Gaga song. Do you want to guess?
Was it her first one?
What's her first one?
I remember what it's called. Born This Way?
Just Dance. It's sad because I don't even listen to Lady Gaga.
I went to her concert.
Just Dance.
Yeah.
Wasn't that her first song?
I don't know.
But I think it was the second single, Poker Face.
I don't know. I know the song. I don't know which one it is, though.
Well, it was 10 years old.
Yeah.
And Katy Perry.
I Kissed a Girl.
Yeah. She Kissed a Girl and apparently she liked it. 10 years old.
Wow.
Going on to movies.
That feels old.
This makes me feel old because I remember seeing this movie in the cinema a few times. The Dark Knight.
See, I never saw it in the picture theater.
You missed out. Can you think of, do you want to guess any other movies that might be 10 years old?
I can't right now off the top of my head.
Maybe I'm
trying to think back to like what 10 years ago was, and that what was that, 2008?
Oh yeah.
I have no idea what even came out.
What about a little movie called Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull?
Really?
Oh yeah.
Never seen
that abortion came out.
I never seen it.
You never saw it, but this gem came out.
Oh dear.
You may recall, and you will be revisiting it shortly.
Oh,
Iron Man.
The first one.
The first one.
You see, that's my favourite one. And I have not seen it for a very long time.
I haven't seen it for a good minute, yeah. What's your feeling on the Iron Man? Just the Iron Man movies, not the whole MCU.
I like Iron Man. I like his character.
Yeah.
I think he's fun.
He is.
Yeah.
The actor does a good job.
He does. He's
RDJ.
I do like... Oh my gosh, I just so forgot his name.
RDJ.
I was about to say Tony.
Tony. Tony Stark.
Yeah, I love him. He
plays himself.
Yeah. No, I think...
He just happens to look like Robert Downey
Jr. That's the one.
RDJ. I
can't remember his name, and you're sitting there saying it too.
Well, I'm saying RDJ like
and
a pirate.
And I'm trying to like...
RDJ.
Yeah. I think he's really good in it. I really like him as a character. And in all the other movies that Iron Man's in, I like him in those too.
So do you like Iron Man 2?
It's okay. I think the first one's way better.
Okay. Iron Man 3?
Yeah. I'll stick with the first one.
Rank your Iron Mans. Your Iron Man preference.
One.
Yeah.
One.
And one.
And one.
And all the way down the bottom, 2 and 3.
I'd probably just go 1, 2, 3, like one being my top.
Okay.
Because I don't really remember 2 so well.
Okay.
But I'm not sure of 3. Like, I think I enjoyed it from what I remember, but it wasn't my favourite.
Yeah. I think most people would follow that sequence as well. I'd be the same. I really like number 1. I haven't seen it for a while, but it's a pretty basic, straightforward story, which is fine. Nothing
yeah.
wrong with that. Number 2, I probably like more than most.
Mm-hmm.
Not... I wouldn't put it higher than obviously in part 1, but I really like it. I like a lot of the characters. I know it gets a bit slumpy in the middle. They could have probably did a bit more with the story,
yeah.
But I like it. I think it's a good, solid movie. Oh, okay, not solid. you know what I mean. It's crunchy on the outside, smooth in the middle.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means.
Like a chubby.
Like sure. You would know. And, yeah, Iron Man 3, I wasn't... I think I only watched it once.
Yeah, I think I saw it in the cinema and that was it.
And, yeah, I was very unimpressed and I saw the twist coming and I was like, no, 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 don't let that be the thing. Ah, fuck you, it's the thing.
I don't even remember the twist. That's how much I paid attention. Go.
Yeah, and it was very lackluster. Some people love the twist. I just thought, what a waste of Ben Kingsley. But anyway.
So how many chubbies would you give Iron Man the first one?
Iron Man chubbies out of 10?
Out of 10 chubbies? What do we usually do?
I don't know, 5. Right, we do 5. I should know.
Well, we're doing it out of 10 just for today.
I invented this show. I should have.
Do it out of 10 just for
today. Should we do it for 10? Oh, 10. Well, that makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. I'd give it 7?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's fair. It's not a movie I revisit a lot.
No.
In fact, I can't remember the last time I actually sat down and watched the whole thing. But it's a good movie. It's great special effects for the time. I think they probably still stand up. Yeah, I'd give that 7. I'd give 2, 6.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd give 3 a 4.
Yep.
What about you?
Yeah, I'd give the first one about 7.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, I don't really remember.
Yeah, so, Mickey Rourke has.
Yeah, but I still Whiplash. Don't remember much of it. So I'll just give it a 5 because I don't remember. So it's in the middle. And 3, I would probably give probably a 4.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
And I had another thing as well as far as celebrating 10s. This year, Lonely Planet rated their top 10 cities
uh-huh.
around the world.
Okay.
You want to guess? Oh, I'll go backwards from 10 to 1, okay?
Don't make me guess. I have no idea.
No, not going to make you guess. I'll make you guess the first one, though, but when I get there.
Okay.
All right. So, number 10 was Oslo, Norway.
Okay.
So, if you ever look at the pictures, it's beautiful. I'm not sure if I'm going to say this right. Guanajuato, Mexico.
Guato, yeah.
Guanajuato. Yeah, whatever.
That one?
Yep, that one.
Mexico.
8 was San Juan in Puerto Rico.
Oh, Rocky Mountain's from there.
What was that? 7 is an Italian city. Do you want to guess?
You can tell me.
Matera? Matera? M-A-T-E-R-A.
Matera?
Matera. Pankiko Matera. I can't even keep up. 6 was in Belgium.
Ooh, they make good chocolate.
Antwerp? I don't know if I'm saying that right. Antwerp?
Don't know.
Yep, yeah, okay. Oh, fuck. The next one's in Taiwan. Kaohsiung?
Okay.
Kaohsiung?
That was a bit French.
Yeah, a bit Frenchy. Number 4, Hamburg, yep. Germany. Number 3, Canberra, Australia.
What?
Number 2, I thought this was really weird. Number 2 of top 10, almost said 100, top 10 cities to visit in 2018 is a US city. Detroit.
You know what? A lot of people say it's amazing there.
I mean, it used to be a shithole.
Well, maybe it's come up in the world. Clearly, to make number 2.
I thought it still was a shithole. Apparently not. And number 1.
I can't guess. It could be anywhere.
Spain.
Aww. Whereabouts in Spain?
Somewhere. Inside of the country.
Oh.
Yeah.
Aww.
I'm not sure. I really don't know. Starts with an S.
Ends. Spain?
Yes, there's a city called Spain in Spain. Like that city of Australia in Australia. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Seville.
Oh.
Yeah. That's number 1. Just some random shit.
I wonder if my cousin's been there because she lives in Spain.
Okay. Well, that's...
I should ask her.
Do you have any tens to share?
I actually don't, other than I have 10 fingers and 10 toes. I don't have anything else.
My top 10 fingers are left hand thumb, left hand finger, peer pointer.
10. No.
All right, well, let's move
on.
Yeah, let's just move on. So topic number 2, I thought we'd just talk about real briefly. I don't think I've really talked about the motivation behind creating the show, or the podcast rather, and then the show, and then all the other shows. Yeah. So I thought I'd reminisce.
Let's reminisce.
In this 10th episode. Look back.
Wow.
Glimpse back towards the past and have a little discussion about why we're here.
Yeah.
How we got here. And where are we going?
Ooh.
To the stars. Oh. Maybe not. Maybe we're already in the stars.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Ooh, question.
Philosophical. Anyway, so I have been a fan of podcasts for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I still am. I listen to quite a few. I name drop a few every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
And... in early January or late last year, I decided I was going to do a podcast, but I had no idea what and I had no idea how.
Yep.
I just decided I'm going to give this thing a try. Give it a go, see what happens. So on the 15th of January...
Wow.
...was the launch of the first episode called Oh So Rough. Were you on that episode? Yes. Yes. Yes, you were on the very first episode. And we recorded it, and I lost half of it.
That's
so
right.
So only half the episode exists.
That's right.
In the webosphere, in the fucking wherever cyberspace. It is. Yeah. And
that's right.
It was the first show, which is called the What You Asked For show. That was the name of the The name of the podcast is What You Asked For podcast. And the idea originally was that I thought if I created a show which was like a conversation with a friend, I could encourage people to ask a question or many questions. And I didn't think it would be hard. I just thought if I chucked a question out there on a social media platform, some bloody somebody would write something and then I could answer it. And I wouldn't have to offer expertise per se, but just an opinion. Kind of like having a conversation with friends.
Yep.
That's how I kind of envisaged the whole thing. Hence the name, What You Asked For. It was going to be completely about what anybody and everybody asked for.
Yes.
The problem being is no one knew who we were and no one asked anything. In fact, several months later, no one still asks anything.
Nobody asks.
So what we decided pretty quickly on in starting the show was that we had to ask our own questions. So we'd come up with I'd come up with a question and we'd build a show around it and sort of bang on about whatever. So that was the What You Asked For show for a while. And then I thought, And then I was talking to my friend about making podcasts, and he's a big history buff. Mm-hmm. And he said, why don't we record a podcast, a show, and we'll drink rum. Mm-hmm. And so we did. That would eventually become the Rum Recordings,
yep.
Which was our drunk history show. Now, we've only done three episodes. He's really busy, so it's hard to get him back. But it's good to have him on the show because he brings a different energy and different element, and obviously he knows history, and I know very minimal. And then from there was the movie commentaries, the What You Asked For movie commentaries. Mm-hmm. And it was really just me wanting to have a try and me dragging you along.
I think I've gotten better, though.
And, yeah, we thought it'd be a lot easier than
it turned out. It's not easy.
So, I think the first one was Star Wars.
Oh, yes.
And that was okay. We were prepared for that one.
Yeah.
And we had a good experience with that and decided to keep trying a few more.
Yeah.
But I think after the third one, I think by the time we did First Blood, I think the interest might have started to wane.
Yeah.
But it hasn't stopped us. We still keep doing the movie commentaries. I quite like it now. It's changed.
I like it with the quiz. And yes. I like the interactive or the drinking games and...
Well, I actually quite like that we don't do the drinking games because I'm the one who has to drink.
Well, I would love to drink, but I can't yet. Next year.
But maybe the next level will be doing a movie commentary with the factoids. We usually have facts.
Yep.
That we sometimes pre-prepare or sometimes do on the spot. The do on the spot doesn't always work smoothly. Out well. Just listen to the crow for that one. But the ones that we do prepare for work out really well. And I like the quiz.
Yeah, I do too.
And we're still finessing that. But maybe we could mix in a bit of a drinking game in all that as well. I'm not sure if that's spinning too many plates.
Yeah, we'll see how we go.
We'll see how we go. And then out of a necessity, because I still wanted to make shows, but you weren't available for various reasons, mainly health reasons. Clearly, JG Wood, the host of the co-host of Run Recordings, wasn't available. So I wanted a platform where I could just be,
just in case,
not necessarily have any rules attached to it. Just have a platform to blur, and that's where the Weekend Chubby came. Having said that, it has kind of has formulated into a structured show of sorts. And become the pre-weekend show.
Was it extra before that?
Maybe.
I think it was. Because then you came up with Chubby.
Okay. All right, good. So Extra came out of me interviewing a person I know and not having a show really to... I mean, I could have made it a part of the show. You had no one around. I had no one around, and there was no opportunity to talk to this person, but I couldn't see it fitting. I mean, I could have done a What You Asked For show with it, but I thought, what a great opportunity to have a show which is just all about interviewing people, just having a special interest or a special presentation show. And I like the idea of having something called Extra with an X.
Yep.
So it makes it kind of sounded a bit intimate. So I did a couple with her, and I've done a few with you, which were interesting. But then I ran out of people to interview, so that show's dormant as well. It's there. It exists.
It'll come
It can
back.
Revive at any time. Same with the Rum Recordings. It's not dead. It's just sleeping at the moment.
It's hibernating.
It's hibernating for when it should unhibernate. And then, your show came along.
Chubby, then me.
And then Chubby, yeah. I figured I covered Chubby, so.
Yes.
And then your show.
Yes.
So I'd been kind of bugging you for a while. Actually, since I started recording the podcast.
You did.
I always said, you should really record something because you have a unique voice, you have something unique to offer, you're going through a lot of shit, and maybe there's other people going through the same stuff. Mm-hmm. And how have you been finding that journey so far?
I'm still nervous. Like, I get heaps of anxiety before I record.
So much so that you had an anxiety attack.
Yes, I did have an anxiety attack.
Not the last one, the one before.
During my episode.
Episode 8?
8.
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
listen to that.
Worked myself up so much that I'm like, nah, I have to end this. And, I don't know why. I get really nervous. And then when I start, what I plan to talk about kind of just disappears. Even if I've written it down and it's sitting in front of me, I get really, like, off track. But I found it's a really good, just even if no one listens, it's just an outlet. Instead of writing a Dear Diary and making my hands tired, I can just talk it out.
I guess that's the thing. That's something I've talked to you about too, is why I keep going with this. Because I don't get a lot of feedback. I get almost zero feedback about our shows.
Yeah, I know.
I've got a couple of question marks on Instagram. And I think there was another comment that was encouraging. But, I mean, those are rare. No one, besides the Twitter polls.
Yep.
And that's usually maybe sometimes 2 people, sometimes 6 people.
Yep.
I think the most has ever been 8.
Yep.
There's no interaction.
No.
So I don't know what's going on. I don't know who listens to this, if anybody. There must be somebody, because on podcasts.com you can see how many downloads it gets, but that doesn't really mean anything.
No, it doesn't.
It could just be the same person down clicking, play, and might get a second into it and then stop. And that counts as a download. So, are they listening to the whole show?
Wow.
Or is it a lot of people?
They just want us to leave us a message.
No, I don't. I'm kind of used to it now.
I want a message. I want feedback. I ask for it in every Raw episode.
Yeah, well, hey, we put ads up in every episode as well. So, there's plenty of opportunities.
Come on, someone.
But I'm kind of used to it now.
Make my day.
But I'm thinking about the future. Yes. Now in the double digits, what does that mean for What You Asked For podcast? The Asked For universe, if you like. And I guess for me at this time, I'm quite happy for this to continue. I think now we've got, it's funny, it's been how many months? I don't know. It's September now.
Since January, hasn't it?
Yeah, since January. So it's been about 8 months. More, least consistent at the beginning, but now we have scheduled shows.
Yep.
So we have your show every Wednesday.
Yes.
We have Chubby every Friday. And monthly. Sorry, my voice is all croaky. And now we've made the What You Asked For show monthly, as well as movie commentaries monthly. And the other two shows are just, well, they're unscheduled, which just basically means if we get an opportunity to make those shows, we'll make those shows. But for now, they're not happening. We'll let you know when they happen, but
they're still around.
For now, they're just in the background.
Yep.
So there's definitely no plans in creating any more shows. There's enough.
I think
there's
plenty.
There's enough going on. Absolutely. So I guess for me, and I don't know how you feel about this, but for me, the idea is just finessing what already is.
Maybe
fine-tuning it. And it's kind of happening organically.
Yeah.
Anyway, so if you listen to the earlier shows.
They're really funny.
Yeah, very rough. And particularly when I just decided to do no more production at all. It was just, yeah.
Yeah, that was a bit.
It was even rougher.
Yeah, there was one that we did, and I think it was at my mum's house. And it was very echoey in there, in
that
her house.
That was the second one,
wasn't it? Was that Australia Day one?
Laura Dern. No, hang on. What was the? Oh, Death on Australia Day. No, that was the second one. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really.
I remember
echoey.
That because I drove up to you because you were staying at your mum's.
Yeah.
And I drove up, and your mum's lounge room is huge, and it's got like a
tiled
floor.
Echoey.
And yeah.
Yeah, because
It was very echoey.
I remember listening to that a while back. It accidentally did something and it played and I was like, wow, it sounds... and we sound really different in it.
Yeah, so I guess that's where we're going with this. I like to keep to a schedule as much as possible. Life happens. I mean, you've got health issues that you're dealing with. I've got work and things that come up.
Yep.
I think I do a pretty good job on the social media and keeping people informed of what's happening, what's coming up.
Definitely.
So that's always there. I guess for me, I'm just going to see once we hit January 15th, 2019, which isn't that far away.
A few months.
And once we have the birthday year, maybe reflect on what happens next, whether it continues or downsizes or stops.
Wow.
I'm not sure.
Stops.
Stop. Really?
That's scary. No, because... just to get so comfortable doing it. Like, as nervous as I get doing these shows, I still look forward to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a routine now.
Yeah, I really like
doing
it.
And I like routine.
I really like doing this. I mean, we get to catch up and hang out and talk, and each show's got its own little identity. Like, your show's very, like, as we say, hard on sleeve. It doesn't get rawer than your show. It's very much you tell it how it is. This show is usually more lighthearted. What you ask for show can be a bit more serious, I guess, depending on what we're talking about. The movie commentary is
always fun.
Yeah, it's a bit of a brain fart. We can usually learn something new anyway. Mm. Looking at the facts, the factoids, sharing the factoids, and now that we're doing the quizzes, makes it a bit more fun.
Yes, I suck at them though. But anyway.
We're bound to do a movie where you'll blitz it.
Well, all the ones I thought I would blitz, I did not blitz.
No. Doesn't matter.
Anyway.
There you go.
Another day.
I got a full-on robot chubby. Full-on chubby.
Now, the last little bit before we wrap up is we're going to share, in the theme of 10 things we haven't shared about ourselves. Now, unlike you, who tells the world everything about yourself, I've shared very little about myself. My first name has slipped up now and then, which is fine. It's cool. It's not like the most secretive name. It is a weird name, but it's not, you know, I'm not under bloody police protection or anything. I don't talk about what I do, though I have mentioned I work with people with disabilities. But other than that, I haven't shared a lot.
No.
So I thought what we could do is just quickly share 10 things that we haven't shared. So clearly we've shared that we're vegan.
Yep.
We've talked about that on episodes.
Yep.
And we've shared other things. It's a bit harder for you because you share a lot.
Yeah.
On your show, so it'd be harder for you to pick things that you haven't shared.
Yep.
For me, even with the little I have shared, I still struggle. In fact, I made some notes.
So did I.
I've only written 3. So the other 7, really? I'm going to have to pull off the top of my head.
Do you know what? I had to write them down because of Raw. Like, I forget sometimes what I've actually shared. So, I had to write them down because I forget.
Yeah, I didn't get time. I had very little time today to prepare for the show, so...
It's all good.
Yeah, that was the last little bit, and I got 3.
Wow.
So, we'll go 1 for 1.
Okay.
You go first.
Well, mine are a bit just, I'll just share it, hey? I love the TV show Jersey Shore, and that's really sad for me to admit, but I love it.
You love Jersey
Shore. I love it. And
it's a guilty pleasure.
It is. I love Snooki and I love JWoww and Paulie D, and I love it.
I don't know what it's about.
It's just about a bunch of American Italian kids,
right,
that went to the Jersey Shore and got drunk every night, and they filmed it pretty much.
They live in the Jersey Shore?
No, they go there on vacation.
It's a place.
Yeah, Jersey Shore is a place in somewhere in America.
Somewhere in America, in Jersey.
New Jersey.
New Jersey. It's
on the shore, mm-hmm, the beach. And yeah, I love that show so much.
All right, well, that's making me think about a guilty pleasure TV show. That's a hard one. Okay. I'm not pulling one out. I'll just go with a show that I really like. Dr. Katz.
Dr. Katz.
Dr. Katz, professional therapist. Now, if you're not sure what that show is, it's an animated show. It came out around about the late 90s, and it features Jonathan Katz, who is, I'm pretty sure, is a comedian. He suffers with multiple sclerosis. What's his name? H. Benjamin something or other. He does the voice of Bob for Bob's Burgers.
That freaked me out when I found that out.
He does say, and Archer as well, does the voice for Archer. And he plays Ben, so it's a doctor-son story, but Dr. Katz is also a therapist, and all his therapist patients are popular comedians of the time. All their real voices. They're really, really there.
And it's a good show.
Yeah, Squiggle Vision. It's a fun little animation. Anyway, that's one of my all-time favourite shows, Dr. Katz. I can put that on any time. I don't watch it a lot, but I tend to, if I've been drinking
chuck it
alone,
on.
I'll quite often, before I go to sleep, I'll chuck it on in the background. It's a comfort show. Yeah. All right, yours. You're next.
This is still kind of TV-ish, but I love any type of reality TV, as dodgy as it can be. I love it.
Like Big Brother?
Oh, yeah.
Is that even on? Is
no,
that
still a thing? Other countries still do it.
But Australia doesn't have
Big Brother. No, America just done another one.
I remember the first Big Brother I was a huge fan of. And then I applied for the second Big Brother.
Yeah.
And I got to the second stage in apparently what's a 5 or 6 stage audition process. Because I actually met someone else who got to the 6th stage. Wow. And it was between her and someone else who actually made it into the house.
Oh, wow.
She was actually at the point where she was isolated in a hotel room for a few days.
Yeah.
Without any media or anything. And still was waiting until to hear whether she was in the house or not. Obviously, she didn't make it. Yeah. Okay. So, besides Jersey Shore, have you got like a top 3?
Like Vanderpump Rules, right. Beverly Hills Housewives.
Right.
Yeah.
Survivor.
Yes. Australian Survivor. And any like type of cooking show like Hell's Kitchen and Hotel Hell. Oh, yeah.
I like Hotel Hill. I like Gordon Ramsay. I can deal with that. The other ones you mentioned make me cringe, especially like The Bachelorette.
Oh, see, I don't like The Bachelorette this year, so I ain't watching that. I'm sticking to Survivor.
I get about 5 seconds into those shows and I'm like, done. Your dog sneezing.
He's sneezing on me.
All right, next one, I guess me. the second of the 3 on my list is... I don't know if I've got blue or green eyes. Are they blue? Are they green? You can't tell. I don't think you can really tell.
You know what?
Some people say blue. Some people say green. I've got just weird eyes. They could be both. They could be either, or they could be more grey. It just depends. Sometimes it just depends on what I'm wearing.
I was going to say, it depends on what colour top you're wearing.
It depends on what colour top I'm wearing, but if I'm not wearing anything, it's hard to... Not that anyone's... It's a very rare occasion. It's only me seeing myself in those occasions. Yeah, I got these weird eyes. I get very I get lots of compliments on my eyes, but yeah, it's hard because when people ask what my color of my eyes is, I have to say like a bluey green, but they're neither. They're like not blue. They're not green.
This depends on your mood.
Just depends. I don't think it's even mood dependent. It's just fucking I don't know some shit. Yeah. Anyway, your turn.
Well, it's funny that you say that because my third one says I have hazel eyes.
Oh, there you go.
But sometimes they're a bit darker. Like in winter, they go a bit darker.
Right.
In summer, they're a bit lighter.
Hooray.
You?
All about the eyes. Right. The third and final one I've got, until I have to start pulling them out my bum, is... Oh, no. No, because the very first one I didn't have written down. So I'm technically a minister of the Universal Life Church.
Wow.
Yes. Which means absolutely nothing in Australia. but I'm pretty sure if I was in America, I could conduct. I could, not conduct, but what's it called? I could marry people.
Marry people.
But maybe I have to be a citizen, so
can
maybe.
Can you conduct funerals?
I don't think so. I think it's just marriages. Just marrying? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I bought my certificate for $15 online. And I've got it up in my study, and yeah, I've got some badges and I've got some books.
I was going to say, don't you have a shawl, but it's not called a shawl.
No, I don't have a, no, it's not religious. I don't have any stoles or anything
that's
like that.
That's the one.
But yeah, so wow. A fun fact that absolutely means nothing. Hmm. Next.
I used to be a florist.
You did?
I did. Yep.
You got a quick fun memory about being a florist? A fun fact about floristry?
A boyfriend I was seeing at the time was a florist, so I decided to get into the family business. I would go do floristry. That didn't work out.
Ah, damn. I am a fan of Leo Sayer.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Ever since I was 12, I own his greatest hits on vinyl. Which is a big deal for me. If I own any music on vinyl, it's up there on my list of important music.
Wow.
And he was one of the first albums I bought. Aww. And I'm yet to still see him live in concert. He lives in Melbourne, apparently. I do believe. Really? I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And does live shows at the casino. Crown Casino, I believe.
Okay.
So
I didn't know that.
I think so. I don't know. This is a while ago. Maybe he's stopped. Maybe he's retired. I don't know. But I'd love to see him. Not like. I'd love to see him live.
Aww.
And sing along.
One day.
Next.
I used to be in love with Michael Jackson.
No, oh, yes.
I wanted to marry him, and I used to carry around a cardboard cutout of him, a life-size cardboard cutout with him of him everywhere.
Okay. Wow, that's. That's dedication.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
My mum thought I had a lot of problems.
Oh, no doubt, yeah, yeah.
He used to sit at the dinner table with us and everything, so.
How old were you?
I don't even know. I just remember it was when Bad
you
came
like
out.
Like 5 or 6?
No,
or?
I was in my, like 10, 12.
Oh, wow.
Because my uncle went to petrol station and he got, like, the Pepsi cardboard cutouts. Michael Jackson was a...
Right.
Promoter of Pepsi, and so he gave me the life-size Michael Jackson dressed in his Bad outfit.
Yeah.
And he sat on the couch and watched movies with us, and he ate at the dinner table with me, my mum and dad, and my mum. He's asleep on the floor with a pillow in my bedroom with a blanket. Oh. Yep. Anyway, what's yours?
Well, keeping with the music theme, I guess, I go through phases with music where I'll listen to something probably a bit left of centre or a bit maybe considered unusual for my status, my position in life. And just thrash it out. And I guess the most recent example I can give of that is Milli Vanilli. No, so shit. I'll just get my head that I want to listen to something, and then I'll just listen to it nonstop. Like, I'll thrash the shit out of it, or get it out of my system, and then I'll move on to something else. And maybe not straight away, but definitely there will be something. And there's been many, examples of this, particularly, like, I can think of, well, I went for an Elvis phase for 3 months, I went for an ABBA phase, with Grease, with Hair, the musical.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, there'll just be something that will click in my head like, oh, I've got to listen to this right now. And not just that, but I've got to thrash the shit out of it. For the next few weeks to few months. and usually I'll walk away with something from it. Like, I'll have a song or two that will sit in the playlist. But sometimes nothing comes off it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's gone and forgotten and left behind. And that was that.
Oh.
Your turn.
Yeah, just give me 1 second. So, my next one is that I used to want to be a lawyer.
Okay.
That when you're in primary school and they ask you what you want to be to do work experience and things.
Why a lawyer?
I don't know. I was obsessed with, like, crime. Crime stuff. Crime books. I used to look at, like, this forensic science book my dad had of dead bodies and stuff.
All right, so you didn't watch Law and Order and thought, I want
to
do that.
Yeah, I used to watch that with my mum, but that's not what did it. Okay. And I just thought, oh, I want to be a lawyer. That's cool. I want to defend the criminals.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, loony.
Crazy. What number are we up to?
That was number 6.
I own 4 guitars.
Uh-huh.
One's bass guitar, 2 electric guitars, like rhythm, lead guitars, and one's an acoustic. And I don't really play them, but I'm deciding I want to get back into it, so I may be spending more time getting reacquainted. I'm not classically trained even. But I'm self-taught. I can play a few tunes. I have written some songs. Here's bonus fact. 3 of which are probably okay. The rest are really shit. Next.
Next. I think I mentioned this before, but I do have a crush on Gordon Ramsay.
Okay.
I don't know what it is about him, but something. Maybe that he's just aggro.
You love butt face.
I love that he's aggro all the time. I don't know.
He's got a butt face.
He doesn't have a butt face.
He's got a butt for lips.
And yeah, what's your 7th?
I own a pair of nunchuckers.
Okay, that's random.
Yep. Next.
Wow. I have a lot of scars.
What?
I have a lot of scars.
Oh, okay.
I thought scarves.
That's what I thought you said.
Scars.
Scars.
Yes.
Any particular reason, or is it all surgical?
No, not all surgical. Some stupidity.
Example?
I've talked about it. I've smashed bottles when I was a kid and just cut my eyes open and a scar in my eye on the outside of my
eye. Oh, sorry,
eye.
Have you already mentioned this on Raw, so we can't talk about it again?
I have mentioned a scar on Raw. I didn't mention all the other ones.
Oh, that could be a show. One time you could just go through all my scars.
Oh, that would be longer than half an hour.
I've got many scarves.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. A couple of my favourites that I wear often are my Doctor Who scarf.
Uh-huh.
Which is not woolly. It is woolen, but it's not woolly, which is really bad to say, being a vegan. I know. I'll do better. But it's one of my favourites, as well as my Darth Vader scarf.
Ooh.
But there's a few others that aren't of any particular origin, but are favourites. And I love wearing scarves. I'm a scarf wearer. Yeah. That's why I get a little blue when it becomes spring, summer, because I can't wear my scarves. I love winter because I get to wear my scarves. I'm a scarf-a-file.
Nice.
What number are we up to now?
9.
Right.
It's funny that you said that because I've got down that I like beanies. I love my beanies.
Beanies are great.
Beanies are great, especially I loved them before, but then when I had no hair and still kind of have not a lot of hair.
You got some hair growing in. It's quite goofy.
It's in that awkward stage.
Yeah.
But yeah, beanies are great, and it sucks that the weather's getting warmer.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got long hair, and so, I don't know, the beanie thing doesn't always work. I have to bunch it up into a beanie, and then my head gets hot. I get really hot quickly anyway, so beanies are no good for me. But I love the beanie when it's really cold.
Yep.
Oh, shit, I had one, and then I forgot. I've got 4 tattoos.
Ooh.
3 are really crap, because I got them when I was young. I did have, I actually technically have 5, but one's a do-over.
Yep.
My very first, I'll tell the story just about one of my tattoos. I got the Prince symbol tattooed on my arm. It was my very first tattoo. It was a backyard job. So I don't recommend that, but it was fine. This guy was great. Yeah, he knew what he was doing, and he did the symbol on my arm, and he... when you get your tattoo, they'll do an outline on some paper and then they'll smooth it onto your arm and you get like an imprint. And so they can find out where exactly you want it, where you want it positioned, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you're happy with roughly how it's going to look. And so he did that. And I freaked out. I said, oh, no, no, it's the wrong way around. Now, I don't know if you've seen the print symbol.
Mm-hmm.
It's fairly... symmetrical, except for this little curly whirly thing that goes in the middle.
Yeah.
Which does, if you do it the wrong way, you would know.
Okay.
So anyway, I freaked out. He did it the other way and put it on. And he said, are you sure you want it this way? And I said, yeah, that's definitely the right way. Definitely want it that way. Because he said, that's the opposite to the way that this is. I said, no. I'm looking down at it from my perspective. I'm saying that's how it looks. That's fine. Trust me, that's the way it goes. He tattooed it. Me being an imbecile, it took like maybe 2 months and I was looking at it in the mirror and I realized it looked absolutely perfect in the mirror. And then it dawned on me, hang on, it shouldn't. It shouldn't. It should look the opposite because of the particular design. And that's when it dawned on me that the tattoo artist knew exactly what he was doing. I did not. And I had a fucking fucked up tattoo.
Wow.
Well, not fucked up, but it was just...
Looks good in the mirror.
And so that was the story. You know, I used to go around and say, look, this is my first tattoo. People would look at it and go, oh, yeah. And I'd say, it's the wrong way around. And they'd always say, or 9 times out of 10 they would say, oh, yeah, well, that's unique to you. It's like your symbol. And I said, no. it's the print symbol, but it's backwards.
Yep.
Like I'm a retard. So eventually I got a tattoo, a bigger tattoo of just some weird design over it.
Over it.
No specific design. It was just me going to the tattoo shop and saying, hey, I kind of want these sorts of shapes, but do what the fuck you want. And I thought he did a pretty good job.
Mm-hmm.
He never did finish it, though, because I got it done in Sydney, and I ended up leaving Sydney before I got it finished. So, it's fine. It looks finished, but there was more to it.
Yep.
Yours?
Number 10.
Yeah.
My blood type is the same name as my favourite band, Type O Negative.
Ah. Very good. And your 10? Well, I don't know what my blood type is. Shit. Oh, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, so I may be repeating myself, but as I'm staring at them, I've got a huge book collection. I'm a bookophile. I love books. I don't read nearly as much as I should, but I just love books. I love having books. I love the feel of books. I love the smell of books, particularly old books. I have a vast collection of different genres and types. I don't have anything sports because I'm not into sports, and I don't have anything arts or crafts. I do have food books and cooking books, but I have a lot of classic literature. I've got a lot of sci-fi and modern classics, as well as graphic novels and poetry and philosophy and psychology and history and science and all sorts of shit. Plays, you name it, I've got it, except for sports
and crafts. Sports don't count.
Yeah, I'm not a sports fan.
Well, that was the top 10.
That's our 10.
Got a question? Got a comment? Want to interact and help shape our shows? Then email us. askforpod@hotmail.com. That's askedforpod@hotmail.com. Thanks for listening.
And that brings us to the end of our 10th Weekend Chubby.
Wow. 10!
10!
Whoa.
We have made it.
We made it.
Yay.
Yippee!
Yippee! So, at the end of every Weekend Chubby, we offer 5 songs from a 20-song playlist. You pick 10 songs. What I pick 10 songs. What's the theme of this weekend playlist?
Celebration!
Celebrations! And not just celebrations, but sort of like...
winning!
Winning triumph songs. Like, hey, we're here, we did it.
Get it started! Hooray!
Yeah! And...
yippee.
Have you got tunes prepared?
I don't have, like, music to play.
Ah, shit. So normally we would play it.
I know. I did not have that prepared today.
Maybe I can do it on the fly. So, all right, hang on. Power of the internet. Okay, so I guess you're going to give 5 from your list.
I will.
And I'll publish your list on our What You Ask For social media. I'll come up with 10 and we'll publish it on Relish Me Now. There we go. So someone's paying attention. All right, first song is...
The Cup of Life by Ricky Martin, because it's a winning song. It's about winning the soccer.
So I should say we're probably not going to share the same taste.
No,
mine are random. We quite often don't, but...
mine are random anyway. You don't need to play it.
Yeah, you know, I don't think I will because the ads and shit. So, Cup of Life, Ricky
next
Martin.
One is Celebration by Kylie Minogue.
How's that go?
Funny that. It's like the old one.
It's like the old one.
But just but by Kylie. That's right.
Okay.
And then I have Eye of the Tiger.
Okay.
By Survivor. Because that is like a power song.
That is a good song. You know, I used to hate that song for the longest time.
Really?
Yeah, but not until a couple of years ago, a few years ago, when I finally watched the Rocky movies.
Okay.
I really like it. Realize. And then I got into bucket drumming as well, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Yep, fun fact. Hey, there you go. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned that before, though.
My number 4 is Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because that's just
old school.
Yeah.
Like, it's all old school, but that's...
Hang on, there's more old school.
Hang on, you only get 5.
Yeah, I'm up to 5 now.
Okay.
We Are the Champions by Queen.
Okay.
And that's my 5.
We Are the Champions.
Yeah.
Champignons. We Are the Mushrooms.
Yeah, I love those mushrooms.
I do, too.
Ooh, I should buy a can.
Okay. And guzzle it. Eat it. Only 10. How many chubbies would you give this episode?
10!
Of course!
10 chubbies for everyone!
Everyone, everywhere.
What a silly question.
Well, thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for, if you've been following us from the beginning or fairly recently or whenever, thank you. It's... really good to be here. Really good to give you the 10th episode, not just of this show, but of Roar and of our regular show. Oh, sorry, we don't call it the regular show anymore. No. We call it the What You Ask For show.
Yep.
And our movie commentaries. Yay. So they're coming up shortly too. Please join us for those. I'm your curator, as always, C.M. Morrison, and that's the name I didn't end up explaining. No. I was going to explain what that all meant and shit. Anyway, another episode. I've been your curator, C.M. Morrison. Do follow us on social media. Askedfor pod, Instagram, Facebook.
All that.
You know, you hear it in the ads. And you've been...
Daniela.
And where can people find you?
At Relish Me Now.
On Instagram?
On Instagram, Facebook,
is
Twitter.
It called Relish Me Now on Facebook?
Yes.
Is it called Relish Me Now on...
Instagram.
And
Twitter, not so Twitter. Sure. I'm still trying to get the name changed, but Twitter's giving me shit.
It's like, what's it? So what's it on Twitter? It's like Daniela Relish or something.
Yeah, I have to get it. change.
Got to get that continuity happening.
Yes, or you can, or you can email me.
All right, and may your weekend
always be chubby.
All right. I feel like I should be saying something else.
Stop.
It sounds like you're talking to me. The What You Asked For show is our Q&A show, where we ponder some of life's more random conundrums. So join me, your curator, and our regular co-host, Daniela, every second Saturday. Thank you for listening. This has been a What You Asked For podcast, part of the Asked For universe. Thanks for listening.